Macedonian security forces launched a heavy offensive this morning against suspected rebel positions in the northwest region of the Balkan nation. After 2 weeks of shelling the guerrillas, government forces have for the first time engaged them in direct ground fighting. NPR's Guy Raz joins us on a cell phone from Tetovo, where the fighting is taking place. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Leanne. How are you?
I'm all right. Can you tell us what's going on at the moment?
About 7 o'clock this morning, local time, Macedonian forces started to pound the hills around Tetovo with heavy artillery fire, mortar shells, gunfire. It subsided for a while. Just a short time ago, it started up again. Right now, at the moment, I'm on the roof of the Hotel Macedonia in Tetovo. And just a short while ago, we saw two tanks rolling up the hills, presumably to engage the rebels directly in hand-to-hand combat or some kind of direct fighting. But so far, we have no word on casualties. It's been very, very heavy day of fighting here so far.
We can hear sounds in the background. Is there shelling going on?
There just was, yeah.
Yeah.
There just was. And it's been going on like this for the past hour or so here. And part of the problem for the Macedonian army is that they're fighting heavily entrenched rebels. They know the rebels know the terrain better. A lot of them are underground in ancient Ottoman Turk tunnels. So it's very, very difficult to try to, as the government has said, to try to eliminate them. A lot of these fighters were trained with the KLA, the former Kosovo Liberation Army. They fought in Kosovo against Serb forces, and a lot of them are here doing the same thing.
There were efforts to get a ceasefire going last week. What happened?
Well, the government reiterated its position. They feel like the rebels are terrorists. They say they won't negotiate with terrorists. European Union officials were in town. A stream of them were coming into Skopje last week, urging the government not to negotiate with terrorists. But this past weekend, there was a conference in Stockholm, a EU summit conference. Obviously, Macedonia was high on the list of subjects that were discussed. And many European Union leaders at that point urged Macedonia to exercise restraint. But based on what's happening here today, it seems unlikely that any proposed ceasefires from last week are holding out. I mean, clearly it's escalating at the moment.
Doesn't sound like there's any sign the fighting's going to end soon.
Unfortunately not. There really isn't much of a sign that it's going to end. About 10 miles north of Skopje in a small village called Gračani, there's been some sporadic shooting as well. Yesterday, we were up there. We couldn't get into the town. It was sealed. But we could hear bomb blasts in Skopje yesterday afternoon. But for the moment here in Tetovo, it doesn't seem like it's going to end anytime soon. The government here has given some indication that it would negotiate with existing ethnic Albanian political leaders over some of their grievances. One of the major grievances they have is that the Albanian language is not an official language. Ethnic Albanians make up about a third of the population here. And the European Union increasingly, and NATO Secretary Lord Robertson as well, have called on the Macedonian government to now consider negotiating with the ethnic Albanian leaders, not with the guerrillas in the hills.
NPR's Guy Raz in Tetovo, Macedonia. Thank you, Guy.
Thanks, Leanne.